The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. Welcome back to the Bible Podcast. This is a new week, and a new week brings a new theme to talk about. And I will just preface this by saying, as a busy mother, there are only so many pockets of time that I have where my house is actually quiet. Now is one of those times. However, I have yard work that showed up at the same time of me starting to record this. So if you hear anything in the background that sounds like the joyful hum of lawnmowers, I apologize if it's distracting to you. All right, we're going to jump in today in Psalms 16. If you would join me there, that'd be great. If not, just keep an open ear and listen. We are going to talk this week about joy and trials. Emphasis on the joy, but it comes with trials as well. Lots of verses in the Bible that highlight joy also highlight trials. And I think it's very appropriate, obviously, because that's what a lot of our life is and is promised to us, is trials and tribulations. But there's so much joy and freedom that we have. And while 4th of July is coming up, relatively soon, it's a good juxtaposition to remember that with our joy comes trials, and there's always things for us to overcome and overcome through Christ that will bring us joy and bring us freedom and bring us greater levels of deliverance. So with that in mind, we are going to jump into Psalms 16, and we'll start from there. Psalm 16 in the NLT, a Psalm of David. Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Trouble multiplies for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. There we go. 11 verses in Psalm 16. Probably a nice reprieve from the end of last week where we read 176 verses. If you haven't caught that episode, it's still not even that long, all things considered. So that's all we did last Friday, was we just read Psalms 119. So as we think about joy and trials, we're just starting off on a joyful note this week. The Lord provides us safety. He provides us refuge. It's always a good reminder to know that every good thing that I have comes from God, and every good thing that you have comes from God. And the godly people in our lives and in our lands, those are our heroes, and we can take pleasure in that. And, you know, there are people who, when they get saved and their life is reborn, that they actually run into a lot of roadblocks and a lot of stumbling blocks, and things are not easy and smooth for them. And I think that's one of the things that there's a lot of talk about in Christianity, that's like, oh, well, I've given my life to Jesus, therefore everything is roses and it's beautiful and I'm not going to have any problems. And that's not true. But it is a comforting to remind yourself and to remember that it says in verse 4, trouble multiplies for those who chase after other gods. And troubles do multiply for those outside of the kingdom of God. Trouble does multiply for those that put their hope in something other than capital G-O-D. We have lots of things in our life that can be gods to us. Our phone can be a god to us. Our TV watching can be a god to us. Pouring ourselves into our job can be a god to us. So it's a good time to just remind ourselves that even if things are hard, he provides. We have an inheritance in him. Your heart should be glad. You should rejoice. You rest in safety. And God will not leave your soul among the dead. He does not allow his holy ones to rot in the grave. He will show you the way of life and grant you joy of his presence. And that's it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful 11 verses. They're really good to meditate on. And I think it just helps to bring some perspective if we're having a down time, if we have a hard season, or even if we have a joyful season and things are going really well, like always remember that that blessing and the provision comes from God. Things would definitely be worse. Troubles would be multiplied if we were to chase after other things. And He is always with you and you won't be shaken. So there you go. That's my encouragement for you today. Lord, may we keep you at the forefront of our minds. May we keep you at the tip of our tongue with praise and thanksgiving. May we always remember where our blessings come from and where our protection and our provision comes from, Lord. I bless you, Lord, and I bless all these listeners in Jesus' name. Thank you guys for being here today, and I look forward to reading with you more tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.